This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Shappy had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
scores, Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through eight, a dazzling four-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling four-hit shutout through eight, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the seventh inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
We are the
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the skies are clearing. It is still quite windy. No chance of rain. Sun popping out. Increasingly blue sky as we move into the early evening here at Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer along with engineer Derek Holding. We've got the Fort Loramie Redskins and Rushi Raiders for you. It's a big Shelby County Athletic League baseball game. Fort Loramie's lost one in league play. Rushi yet to lose one. Anna also undefeated. When was the last time these two teams met initially early on in the year head-to-head, and the two clubs had accumulated between them a grand total of, count them, seven total losses. Three losses for Fort Loramie so far, four for Rushi. Nonetheless, the best baseball ahead for these two teams. You can count on that for certain. It's been that way everywhere this spring. It seems like on the Saturdays when the teams are able to play two, it rains. And then there's a weeknight or two when it's also gorgeous and the clubs don't have games scheduled. So the weather has played fits with the high school baseball agendas for every school in the region. Fort Loramie and Rushi, no exception. Hitting, I think, is a little bit behind. Pitching and defense ahead. A couple of right-handers here tonight. Cooper Unverfirth on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. And Gabe Hart on the hill for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Which team throws strikes? We'll find out. That's going to be the club, I think, that comes out on top. First pitch strike, so important for the starting hurler on the bump. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie. Good night for high school baseball. Rain is gone. It's moved well east. And we've got action coming up here shortly. First pitch at 5 o'clock. More pregame next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's the fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Fort Loramie Redskins are 5-3. Rushi Raiders are 5-4. Over the last 18 meetings between the two clubs, Fort Loramie's won 11. Rushi's won 7. Last year, the Raiders won both meetings, 12-2 and 5-3. 2 years ago, Fort Loramie won twice, 6-1 and 4-1. They split the regular season matches in 21-22. That was the year that Rushi won the state. Rushi defeated Fort Loramie 7-1 in the regional championship game. The year before, in 2021, Fort Loramie and Rushi played twice, of course, in the regular season. Fort Loramie beat Rushi 3-1 and 4-0. Fort Loramie won the regional tourney game 7-1, same score as the next year. Only the other club was victorious. In 18 and 19, Fort Loramie won shutouts in the regular season. Rushi upset Fort Loramie in the district semifinal, 1-0 in 10 innings. In 17-18, they split. In 16-17, Fort Loramie won twice, scores 3-2 and 4-0. Rushi won the regional tournament game by a score of 8-4. 2018, Fort Loramie won the state championship. That was in 2018, and in 16-17, Rushi went all the way to the state final before dropping a 2-1 heartbreaker to Minster. Interestingly enough, state champs in baseball, Fort Loramie, Rushi, Anna have all done it. Rushi in 21-22 got to the state final four the next two seasons, including last year. Fort Loramie, state winners in baseball in 06-07, 09-10, and 17-18. Rushi way back in 1971, first ever Shelby County school to win a team state championship. Rushi did it in the spring of 71. Anna did it the next year in 72. Anna followed up in 1980 to also win the Class A state championship in baseball. More and more blue sky as we continue to talk. No chance of rain. Wind blowing in from right center here at Fort Loramie tonight. Should be a good game as always. Rushi Raiders come to town to take on the Fort Loramie Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know.
Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Two outstanding head coaches, Kevin Flippo for Rushi, 11th year. Jeff Sanders for Fort Loramie, year number 7, 18 years between them. Rushi has earned 7 district championships in a row and 3 regional titles in succession. Both head coaches averaging right around 20 victories per season during their coaching careers at Rushi and Fort Loramie. Again, blue skies overhead, the clouds blowing off to the east. It is windy. A breeze blowing in from right center, and it's going to be tough to hit one out to the right of the left center field flagpole, that's for sure. The ball may carry down the left field line here tonight. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, the key building components are, do the little things, attention to detail, make all the routine plays, and throw first pitch strikes on the mound. Key building components for today's game for Rushi and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veteransplural.org, or look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We are here to serve you. And so many thanks to Production Support Inc. here on scoresbroadcast.com. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support, always looking for very good people who have the work ethic we prefer at Production Support. Check our website, productionsupportinc.com, productionsupportinc.com. 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. We'll take a quick 2-minute break, then have starting lineups when we come back. Fort Loramie hosting Rushi tonight in SCAL High School Baseball on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Discussion of ground rules taking place here at home plate. Two umpires have arrived, and they are meeting with coaches Flippo and Sanders. And we'll have our national anthem in just a few minutes. And then our first pitch. Starting lineup for the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins, Thomas Hoying, senior left fielder. Sam Gubo, DH, junior, hitting in the two spot. Dylan Meyer, catcher, senior, bats third. Gabe Hart, pitcher, senior, in the fourth hole in the lineup. Jace Ruhenkamp, first baseman and junior, bats fifth. Lewis Hart at third, senior, bats sixth. Spencer Knopf in right field, a senior, batting seventh. Chase Bornhorst, shortstop, junior, in the eighth spot in the lineup. Zach Dews, junior, second baseman. The DH that I noted, Sam Gubo, is hitting for center fielder Colton Rose. For Rushi, leadoff batter Vince Borcher, senior center fielder, hitting number two, senior shortstop Braylon Cordonier. Third baseman senior Zeb Schulze. Batting fourth, pitcher junior Cooper Unverfirth. Batting fifth, DH freshman Parker Lloyd. In the sixth spot, senior left fielder Micah Griesup. Batting seventh, Zeb Borchers, a senior in right. Benjamin York, a senior in center field, is hitting eighth. And rounding out the order, Caleb Unverfirth, senior second baseman. As I noted, a DH exists. That's Parker Lloyd. He bats for junior catcher Leo Counts. We've got the first pitch in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The first three in the lineup for the Rushi Raiders, Vince Borchers, Braylon Cordonier, Zeb Schulze. They will face the offerings of Gabe Hart, who deserved a little better fate early on this past Tuesday in the game against Anna at Daycare Park, home of the Dragons. We covered that game on scoresbroadcast.com. A couple of beautifully placed bunt singles by Anna set the table, and then a bases clearing triple by Cale Hoeing for the Anna Rockets in the cleanup spot, and Anna was off and running. Hart pitched a little bit behind most of the game. Anna hit the ball extremely well. So Hart is out to make a rebound effort here against Rushi in an important SCAL game. Redskins here at home. Fort Laramie has that one loss. It was actually a Fort Loramie home game this past Tuesday at Day Air Park. Rushi against Fort Loramie here on the road tonight at the Redskins Complex. And the first pitch by Hart to Vince Borchers is high, and it's ball one. A ball of no strikes, one and nothing. Hart swings into action, and there's a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Good spot, a ball, a strike, one and one. Third baseman for Fort Loramie, a step or two behind the bag. That's Lewis Hart. Breaking ball is over. Caught the knees, low outside edge. Oh, great choice by Hart. Good breaking ball. Had Borchers fooled, and it was on the black of the plate. This one's downstairs. Ball two, strike two, two and two. Outfield is playing Borchers pretty much straight away. 2-2 pitch to Vince. Fastball clubbed in the air, right center field. Wind will hold that one up. Right fielder for Fort Loramie trots in four or five steps. Spencer Knopf grabs it, and there's one away. Borchers out, fly ball to right. Here's Braylon Cordonier. He hits from the left side. In the game we covered on the 11th of this month at Rushi, he powered a monster home run to deep center against the Minster Wildcats. It was gone when it left the bat. Traveled probably close to 400 feet. Cleared the fence 360 from home plate. Braylon hits from the left side, and we will see if Hart throws him strikes or does he nibble. Good breaking ball overhand in there, right down the pipe, thigh level. Cordonier takes strike one. Hart again, and it missed low and in for a ball. One ball, one strike, one and one on Cordonier, who swings from the left side. Outfield plays him to pull. It's deep. Hart's pitch is just an inch or two below the knees. That's where Hart wanted it. Didn't get the call. Two balls, a strike, two and one on Cordonier. Back cocked over the left shoulder. Pitch by Hart. Swung on by Cordonier. Pounded to left center field. It's against the wind. It's well hit. It's in the gap. Fort Loramie's outfielders run it down. Center fielder for the Redskins dashes after it. He collects it. It is Colton Rose. He gets it back to the diamond. It's a long double by Braylon Cordonier. With no wind, that ball might have traveled to the fence and been a triple. Nonetheless, it's a two-bagger. A double for Cordonier. And here's Zeb Schulze. Schulze hits from the right side. Schulze, slightly open stance. Outfield straight away. Shortstop, Bornhorst for Fort Loramie, sneaking in behind Cordonier. There's a bunt attempt by Zeb Schulze, fouled to the screen. No balls, a strike, nothing at one. So many thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Hart's in the stretch. Here is the one strike pitch. Up and in, a ball, one and one. Schulze attempted to bunt for a base hit on that initial pitch in this at bat. Fouled it off. A ball, a strike, one away for Rushi in the top of the first, no score. Raiders with Cordonier in scoring position at second. Hart looks that way. Throws to Schulze. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A good heater by Hart. Schulze might have foul tipped that one into the mitt of the Fort Loramie catcher. Dylan Meyer may have snagged that foul tip. It's a strike. It's a ball and two strikes. One and two. One out. Runner at second for Rushi. Hart looking back at the second base bag. Curveball up in the strike zone, spoiled, fouled away to the right off the bat of Schulze, and it's still a ball and two strikes, one and two. Plenty of blue sky overhead. Lots of shadows on the diamond. And the weather the rest of this evening and the next 2 days promises to be beautiful. Pushing 80 by Wednesday, mid-upper 70s tomorrow, throwback to second. Runner is there in time. One ball, two strikes, one and two on Schulze. Wise Bridge Wealth Management. As we noted in Sydney and Russell Road, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Hart pitches. Schultze fouls to the backstop. It's still a ball and two strikes. Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. 1-2 pitch upcoming by Hart. No score. Ruscha runner at second. One out in the first. Schultze looks at a breaking ball. It's around the plate. Just missed the inside corner. And it's 2-2. Good eye by Schultze. Hit bender by Hart just off the inside edge. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Schultze. Again, slightly open stance. Bat cocked in front of his helmet. He's ready. 2-2 delivery by Hart. It may come. He continues to look at Cordon. You're back at second. Schultze steps out of the box. The waiting game is on. Monitor the scores. Broadcast.com website. We'll have a game for you either Thursday or Friday. Parkway at Minster on Thursday. Anna at Versailles on Friday. First pitch at 5, on the air at 4:25. Another ball fouled away by Schultze. He's hanging tough. Two balls, two strikes. Hart threw in excess of 30 pitches in the first inning on Tuesday. In the game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com at Day Air Park, Anna exhausted Gabe for 30 pitches and then some. There's a breaking curveball. Check swing Schultze. No, not in time. Strike three swinging. Pitch appeared to be low and away. That's where it finished anyway. Schultze started to go. He got about two-thirds of the way around and could not hold back. Here is Cooper Unverfirth. The Ruscha pitcher hits cleanup. Braylon Cordon, you're stuck out at second. Two down now for the Raiders here in the top of the first frame. Hart is in the stretch. Set to pitch to Unverfirth. Here he comes. High ball, fastball. Up above the letters on the inside. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. We've had upcoming games at Day Air Park for you. April 30th. It's Lehman against Springfield Catholic Central. And two nights later, Minster hosts Lima Central Catholic. There's a hard shot to third, caught by the third baseman of Fort Loramie, ankle high. It was a bullet right to Lewis Hart. He lurched off to his left and made the snag. Ball was hit hard by Unverfirth, nothing to show for it. A line drive out. We go to the bottom of the first, no score. Redskins come to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it.
paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Bottom of the first inning for Fort Loramie. Thomas Hoing, Sammy Gubo, Dylan Meyer to face the offerings of Cooper Unverfirth. No balls and two strikes, nothing in two as we return to action in the bottom of the first frame. 0-2 pitch swung on by Hoing, lifted to short right. Right fielder for the Rushi Raiders is camping under it. It's Zeb Borchers with the collection of the baseball. Easy play in right. Hoing flies to the right fielder, and there's one down for Fort Loramie in the top of the first. Sam Gubo steps in. Nothing game, bottom of the first inning. Here is Unverfirth throwing a curve, and it stays up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Gubo, who's hit well so far this year. He's a junior DH, and he whiffs on that one, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Gubo. Outfield shades him slightly to the right side. There's a good heater up in the zone. Cut on and missed. 1-2. Good velocity there by Unverfirth. Cooper peers in, gets the signal from his catcher. Breaking ball. Oh, just missed off the corner, low and away. And it's 2-2. The battery for Rushi, Cooper Unverfirth, is on the mound. Catcher Leo counts. There's a number left side. Oh, a nifty play by the third baseman Schulze for Rushi. It took a high hop at the last instant. He gobbled it up around his waist. He was set to snag the ball at his knees. Made the adjustment, made the play, threw on to first, two out for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the first inning. And here is Dylan Meyer stepping in. Senior catcher. Meyer, feet spread apart at the plate. Curveball from Unverfirth. Yes, sir. It's a strike. No balls, one strike, nothing in one. Third baseman Schulze in front of the bag, a step or two. Ball cracked hard to the Rushi shortstop, Braylon Cordonier. He feels it on one long bounce and throws a strike to first for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the Redskins in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. No score. Rushi Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Here we go, top of inning number two. Rushi Raiders come calling, no score. Fort Loramie nothing, Rushi nothing. I want to correct an error. I referred to Benjamin York in the starting lineups as the center fielder. I was looking at his number 8 on my scorecard, not position 8. In fact, he is the first baseman. York at first for Rushi, hits 8th in the order. Opening pitch, a strike to the first hitter for the Raiders here in the top of inning number 2. And the second pitch is a called strike inside corner at the belt. Nothing and 2 on Parker Lloyd, a freshman DH. There's a pitch inside and low for a ball and 2 strikes, 1 and 2. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. A strikeout swinging, Parker Lloyd. First out for Rushi here in the second. And here is Micah Greasup hitting, left fielder, a senior. Feet spread apart at the plate. Bouncing ball to third. To his left, the third baseman for Fort Loramie gets a mitt on it. It rolls to short, and then there's no play. Third baseman for the Redskins skipped off to his left. It was within reach of Lewis Hart. I'm going to score that an error E5. Official score might disagree with me. One of those in-betweeners. But he clearly got the mitt on the ball and could have made the play. Runner at first for Rushi. Greasup on the E5. Here is Zeb Borchers, left foot way out in front of home plate. Runner at first, short lead. Hart stretches. Greasup fouls to the backstop. No balls, a strike. Nothing in one. I'm sorry, that was Greasup who was safe on the error. This is Zeb Borchers hitting now. Porcher, senior right fielder. Greasup at first, short lead. Here's the one strike pitch to Borchers. Hart, long, high hold. Curveball stayed way up above the shoulders, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Parker Lloyd struck out to start the inning. Greasup safe on the error at third. Zeb Borchers now hitting for the Raiders. A ball, a strike, and one out. Throw to first, runner back. Let's set Fort Loramie defensively for you. Behind the plate, Dylan Meyer. On the mound is Gabe Hart. Lewis Hart at third. Chase Bornhorst at short. Second baseman for Fort Loramie, Zach Dews. Chase Ruhenkamp at first. Here's the upcoming pitch by Hart. High foul, out of play, behind home plate. A ball and 2 strikes, 1-2 on the batter. 1-2 on Zeb Borchers, who recently had a nice pitching stint on the mound for Rushi. Threw hard, threw strikes. Ball and 2 strikes on him, one away for Rushi, top of the second inning. No score. Raiders have had a couple base runners, hit by Cordonier, a double in the top of the first, and here, safe on the error, was Greasup. Pitch to Borchers. And the ball is belted into left center field. Left fielder into the gap for Fort Loramie. Picks it off on the run. Here's the relay coming back to first. Safe is Greasip as he returns to the bag in time and is not doubled. Borchers tagged it on a line. Line out to left. Ball hit well. If it's a little bit further into the gap towards center, it might have dropped. But it stayed up. The wind didn't help him. And now batting for the Raiders with two down is Benjamin York. He hits from the left side. Runner at first, two away for Rushi. Pitch to York, big cut, and it's a strike. Benjamin, as we all know, is a fine right-handed jump shooter on the basketball court. He swings the baseball bat from the left side. Here's a lead at first by Greasip, and it's out of the strike zone. 1-1 on York. Outfield plays him to pull. Off the line about seven steps at third is Hart for Fort Loramie. Ruhenkamp holding the runner at first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball breaks below the knees. 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new sponsor, Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Throw to first, runner back. Still 2-1 on the hitter. Two outs for Rushi. Top of the second. Nothing game. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and our school's athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. And here is the pitch to the plate. Throw down to second. Runner stealing. He is tagged out on the shoulder. Fine throw. Good tag. Shortstop for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Bornhorst, put the glove on the upper part of the body of Greasip. He's nailed it second, inning over for Rushi, which will send up York to bat to start the third inning for the Raiders. We head to the bottom of the second, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
One ball, one strike on Gabe Hart for Fort Loramie. He's in the box hitting. He's the Redskins pitcher here tonight. No score in this game. Bottom of the second frame. Hart swings, spanks one to left center. It is over the head of the left fielder. He skipped off to his left, reached up, and couldn't snag it. The ball by Hart was pummeled. It was a blast, and it's a two-bagger. He drilled that ball over Greasip's head and left, And he took one step backward, had to make the leap. The ball got on him that quickly. Double for Hart. So Fort Loramie's got something started here in the bottom of the second inning. Here is Jace Ruhenkamp. Let's see what kind of game the Redskins have on here with a runner at second, nobody out. Unverfirth into the stretch for Rushi. The pitch is swung on, very high fly to short center field, not deep enough to advance the runner from second to third. And calling for it out there for the Rushi Raiders is Vince Borchers, has it easily, and there is one away for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second on the fly out to center. Lewis Hart now hits. Both Gabe and Lewis hit the ball well down at Day Air Park on Tuesday for Fort Loramie. Unverfirth pitches. There's a ball grounded foul by about 4 feet at third. No balls a strike, nothing in one on the hitter here for the Redskins with one out, one on in the bottom of the second. Each team with a runner to second base so far in this game. Rushi in the top of the first. Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second. The pitch is on the ground, a ball a strike, one and one. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Fox Supply in Minster is a big supporter of our school's academic programs and our school's athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. Fouled to the backstop, and it's 1-2. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Here in Minster, Fox Supply, for over 50 years, one of many organizations to help make our region a great place to live, work, and thrive. Count is even. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Hart. Gabe Hart out at second. Lewis Hart batting. One away. Unverfirth stretching. High hold. Delivery upstairs, ball 3-2. Fort Loramie tries to get a second runner aboard. Unverfirth needs a strike. Payoff pitch upcoming. Three balls, two strikes. It's a full count, 3-2. Unverfirth, a slide step, quick look at second. Throws a high heater, cut on and missed. First strike, 3. Unverfirth went upstairs. Hart couldn't get a piece of it. Here's Spencer Knopf, senior right fielder for Fort Loramie. Nothing, nothing game. Two down Redskins, bottom of the second. Knopf from the right side, like the previous hitter. There's a rolling ground ball to short. Cordonier on the run. He gallops in, gets it on the go, fires to first to York. Yes, for the out. Knopf is nipped by a full step. Good play by Cordonier. Ball was not hit hard. And three are out for Fort Loramie. We go to the third. No score. Raiders Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, building excellence.
Benjamin York hits for the Rushi Raiders in the top of the third. He was at the plate when the Raiders had a man thrown out stealing. That was Micah Griesup. He was nailed at second with two down in the top of the previous inning. So York returns to the plate with a fresh count, no balls, no strikes. He fouls the first pitch away. Nothing in one. Hart pours a fastball in there, strike two. A good one. He hummed it just above the waist on the outside edge. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on York. Big wide stance at the plate. Boy, he looks a pitch over at the knees on the inside corner, and the plate umpire rings him up, strike three. Leo Counts is hitting. I may have erred in the starting lineup. I had Counts not hitting and catching. But indeed, it's the second baseman for Rushi, who is DH'd four and not hitting. It's Caleb Unverfirth. Counts at the plate. And he's down a strike, nothing in one. No balls, a strike on Counts, nothing in two. Boy, Hart, unlike Tuesday, getting ahead of hitters tonight. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Counts bats ninth. Unverfirth does not hit. Caleb plays second and is DH'd four here in the Rushi lineup by Parker Lloyd. The count of ball and two strikes, one and two. Hart swings into action. There's a good low two-seamer cut on and whiffed for strike three. Two down. Top of the order, Vince Borcher steps in now for Rushi. Well, we figured if these two clubs had pitchers tonight who were throwing strikes, and with the wind blowing in as it is, so we might have a low-scoring pitcher's duel. Scoring to bunt briefly, Borchers looked at it. It's up top for a ball. A ball and no strikes. Two out for Rushi, top of the third. No score in this game. There's a low offering by Hart. A ball, a strike, one and one. Thanks to F&M Bank. Locations in Sydney, Anna Jackson Center, and Urbana. If you're dreaming of owning a home, F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account will make that dream a lot closer than you think. A high yield interest rate of 7.5 designed to help you afford that dream home sooner than ever before. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future much easier. The hitter here for Rushi walks on four quick ones. Borchers takes a base on balls. He's got good wheels, and look for him to maybe be off and running as Braylon Cordonier steps in. Of course, if you do steal second in this situation, Fort Loramie's liable to pitch around Cordonier with first base open. So we will see what develops. Borchers on at first, two out for Rushi here in the top of the third. Nothing game. Cordonier hit the long double to deep left center in the first and was stranded there. He takes the ball high out of the zone. You can visit your local F&M Bank and inquire about that Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. F&M Bank locations in the region in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. Cordonier cuts through a pitch, and it's a ball, a strike, one and one. Ohioans, your dream home awaits thanks to F&M Bank. FMBank.com to learn more. Go to the website, FMBank.com, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. 1-1 pitch to Cordonier. Let's see if Borchers is going here. No, he's not. Pitch is down and in. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. This is a situation all year long will plague Rushi opponents. Do you pitch to Braylon Cordonier with the go-ahead run on base? Count of two balls and a strike. Cordonier, it's a towering fly ball to short left field. It's way up in the blue sky. Left fielder for Fort Loramie trots in under it. Camping is Thomas Hoying. He's got it for the out. Cordonier retired to close out the Rushi third. We head to the bottom of the third. No score. Raiders Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is the bottom of the third inning for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Chase Bornhorst, Zach Dews, and Thomas Hoying to hit. Nothing game. Both pitchers have been sharp throwing strikes. The initial offering here to Bornhorst is up for a ball. Humberfirth whips one in there. Yep, outside corner at the knees. A strike and a ball. 1-1 on Hoying, who flew out to short right to open the game for Fort Loramie. Here he fouls one away, and it's 1-2. No runs, a hit. No errors for Rushi. No runs, a hit. An error for Fort Loramie. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Unverfirth delivers, breaking ball. Hit hard to second. Second baseman for the Rushi Raiders has it on one long hop. Flips on to first. The play goes from Caleb Unverfirth to Benjamin York. And the leadoff batter, Bornhorst, retired for Fort Loramie. Ground out from 4-3. Zach Dews hits from the left side for the Redskins. Right foot even with the front edge of the plate. Breaking pitch low and in for a ball. 1-0 on Dews. Dews, a junior, wears. Here's the pitch. Ball flipped into left field off the bat of the Fort Loramie hitter, and it drops for a single. Base hit for the Redskins. Base hit here for Fort Loramie. I've got a mistaken number down for Dews, but I believe that was the batter. Dews with a bloop single to left. He's aboard with one out for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the third inning. Let's do a quick number check on Dews. I've got an early roster which shows him as 23 or 6. He's worn 6 in an earlier game. He's wearing 23 tonight. That was indeed Dews from the left side, who served a single to left in front of the Raiders left fielder, Greasup. No balls, a strike, nothing in one here on Hoying, leadoff batter for Fort Loramie. It's a ball low and away, 1-1. Hit by Dews, only the third hit of this game. Runner at first, short lead. York for Rushi, holding on the runner. Hoying turns his body, looks at one up at his helmet, and it's ball two, strike one, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on the batter for the Redskins. Thomas Hoying. Dews with a little lengthier lead. High, ball three, 3-1. Big pitch here. Unverfirth got to throw a strike. Gaping hole left side of the diamond for Hoeing. Third baseman Schulze up on the edge of the grass. Unreferth delivers. Good cut by Hoeing. Foul ball to the backstop, and it's 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Hoeing. Again, he flew to right in the first. There aren't two out, just one. Let's see if the runner on first might be going. There he is. It's upstairs. Ball four. The runner advances to second on the base on balls. Hoeing down at first. And Fort Loramie's got something going here in the third inning. No score. Sam Gubo steps in. Dews at second. Hoeing at first for Fort Loramie. Bottom inning number three. Nothing, nothing game. Unverfirth into the stretch. On the corners, they're in for Rushi. Blown away for a ball to Gubo. Outfield straight away. Schulze, a step or two in front of the base path at third. York sneaks in at first. Unverfirth looks back at second. There's a ball spanked hard up the middle. It's through the box, out over second into center. Here's Borchers in center field. He throws a strike to the plate, and the runner is out. Dews is nailed. The Fort Loramie Redskins have runners at first and second. As a result, the runner at first stopped at second base, didn't swing around to third on the throw to the plate. The heave by Borchers was perfect. A one bouncer right on the nose at home plate. Good reception by Leo Counts. He put the tag on Dews. Two out, two on for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the third inning. And right now the Rushi Raiders are having a discussion with the home plate umpire. I'm not sure what about. It looked like the runner around third for Fort Loramie didn't go into what you would call a conventional slide. He was tagged out. There wasn't much of a collision, but the two officials do confer near the pitching mound, allowing us a moment to talk to you about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It is your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market in South Main has gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves, and we have responded. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. But the confab between the two umpires eventually came to a halt. Not really sure what it was about. It has no impact on the game. We continue. No balls, a strike on the Fort Loramie batter with two out and two on. And it's nothing and two. A swing and a miss. Batter for the Redskins is Dylan Meyer. Gubo with the single to center. And Borchers threw out the runner at the plate. Meyer looks at a close one off the outside edge. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Meyer. He was out on a ground ball to short in the second inning. Runners with leads. Two on for Fort Loramie. Two down, bottom of the third. Still no score. Pitch to Meyer. Good eye. Upstairs. Ball two, strike two. 2-2. So many thanks to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, many more new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Ball three to Dylan Meyer, and it's 3-2, two out, two on. Runners will be going. Unverfirth, high hold, the pitch. Ball four high and tight. Bases full for the Redskins. Second walk in the inning for Unverfirth. He's walked two, given up a couple singles. And Kevin Flippo, head coach, Rushi, trots to the mound. No score, bottom of the third. Fort Loramie threatening with two away on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
As we return to action, a ball and two strikes on Hart. Or I should say two balls and one strike on Gabe Hart hitting for Fort Loramie with the bases loaded here in the bottom of the third. No score in this game. Serious threat being posed by Fort Loramie. Hart's got three men on in front of him. Unverfirth tries to retire him, and he just missed low below the knees by an inch or two, and the count has gone full. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Everybody running. Unverfirth needs a strike. Hart will try to exhibit the good eye at the plate. A walk means a run. Unverfirth fires, and it is just wide by a couple inches off the corner of the plate. Oh, Unverfirth did not miss by much. He wanted it. Rushi bench not real pleased with the call, and a run has been forced home. Base on balls, Gabe Hart with the bases loaded takes advantage of the pitch that was so close. But Unverfirth for Rushi on the bump didn't get the plate umpire's decision. Instead, it went the way of Gabe Hart, who took it for ball four. Conference ensues on the mound. Bases still loaded for Fort Loramie. 1-0 lead Raiders. Bases still loaded. Jace Ruenkamp steps in. A big opportunity here to extend the lead for Fort Loramie. 1-0 Redskins. Ruenkamp at 6'3", steps in from the right side. Unverfirth in the windup. He's not in the stretch. Pitch to Ruenkamp. Fastball. Yes, strike. Outside corner above the belt. Unverfirth trying to bounce back. In the inning, he has walked 1, 2, 3, given up a couple hits, a run. A player was thrown out at the plate. Ruenkamp swings. He hits a long drive, deep left center field. He really powered it. Borchers on the dead run in the gap. He's got it. What a play by Borchers. The wind kept carrying that ball away from him. Fine defensive inning for Vince in center. He threw a runner out at the plate and made a dazzling running catch. On that ball struck well by Ruenkamp. We go to the fourth here in this game at Fort Loramie. 1-0 Redskins over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Rushi Raiders batting here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch lifted along the right field line and heading toward the stripe. On the go is the right fielder Knopf for Fort Loramie, and he's on the ground and hauls it in. He was sprawled on the grass in right field and made the catch. The ball was lifted that direction by the Rushi Raiders hitter. It was Zeb Schulze who's retired on the fly ball to right. And there is one away for Rushi here in the top of the fourth inning. Here is pitcher Cooper Unverfurth stepping in. Hey, don't forget, Schaefer Market's got a gallon give-back program, a gallon of gas give-back program at Schaefer Market. 1 penny from every gallon sold at the market during a month's time is donated to a special local organization. Don't forget, the special gallon give-back program at Schaefer Market. Every gallon of gas that is purchased, a penny from every gallon, given back to a special local organization, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, too, online ordering available for Schaefer Propane and online bill payment available for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both. Go to the website, SchaeferOil.com. That's SchaeferOil.com. Online ordering for Schaefer Propane and online bill payment for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both at SchaeferOil.com. 3-2, 3-2 on this Rushi hitter, who cracks a hard ground ball to short. Bornhorst in a couple of steps. He fields, flips on to Ruenkamp for the out. Unverfurth retired for Rushi. Two down for the Raiders here in the top of the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead, 1-0. That play went 6-3. Here is Parker Lloyd hitting now for the Rushi Raiders. By the way, Unverfurth in his first trip, line to third. Lloyd, the batter, now struck out his first at bat. And he's ahead in the count, a ball and no strikes. Hart winds, pitches, ground ball to second. Second sacker dues for Fort Loramie. Charges, flips on to Ruenkamp. Three up, three down. Rushi here in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the jewelry barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins lead the Rushi Raiders 1-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie is batting. Redskins will send up Lewis Hart, Spencer Knopf, and Chase Bornhorst. 1-0 edge in favor of the home team. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand. Yep, we'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge at O'Reilly. We offer tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds, and a fraction of the replacement cost. Always accepting applications in person at O'Reilly at 560 East Main in Rushi. For experienced machinists and other entry-level positions, contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Yep, we start the bottom of the fourth inning. Three pitches, three strikes, and the hitter for Fort Loramie, Lewis Hart, retired for the second time in a row via a strikeout. Knopf was out on a ground ball to short, his first trip to the plate, and he takes a strike, nothing in one. Unverfirth walked in a run on a very close call with two out and the bases full last inning. That's the only run plated so far in this game. Swing and a miss by Knopf, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in two. Unverfirth swings into action, and Knopf hits a pop fly to short left center. Left fielder Grishup in. Here comes Borchers. Grishup calls him off and makes the play for Rushi, and there are two down here in the bottom of the fourth for Fort Loramie. Here is Chase Bornhorst. He was retired second to first, his initial at bat in this game. Unreferred with a curveball. Check swing, not in time. It's a strike. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on the batter for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chase Bornhorst. Fastball just up above the letters. Two balls, or I should say a ball, a strike, one and one. One ball, one strike, two out. Unverfirth breaking pitch in the dirt, two and one. Two balls, a strike, two and one. Two out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of inning number four. Redskins lead the Raiders 1-0. Unverfirth again fires a high, hard one, fouled over the screen, and it's two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of inning number four, a run, three hits, an error for Fort Loramie. No runs, a hit, no errors for Rushi. Unverfirth deals. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Good quick inning by Cooper Unverfirth on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. We head to the fifth. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Rushi's Micah Greasup leads off the top of the fifth for the Raiders, who try to get something started. They're down 1-0. A run three, it's an error for Fort Loramie. No runs, a hit, no errors for Rushi. And the introductory pitch here by Hart to Greasup is a ball low. 1-0 on him. Pitch number two misses inside, 2-0. One of the rare times in this game, Hart has gotten behind 2-0 on a batter. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the delivery way in, ball three. And Rushi threatens to put a runner aboard via a base on balls to start the fifth inning. 1-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Hart's 3-0 delivery. Yes, sir, right down the middle, strike one, 3-1. Wind blowing hard toward the left field foul pole. Outfield pretty much straight away for the hitter for the Raiders, who looks at a pitch on the ground, low, ball four. Hart walks him. So Greasup is aboard at first. Here is Zeb Borcher stepping in. Greasup, by the way, had been safe on an error back in the second inning, an error at third. Borcher's lined to left in the second. He is in there now, feet spread wide apart. Let's see what game Rushi has on. Lead for Greasup. Third baseman for Fort Loramie comes charging. There's a pop bunt foul toward the Fort Loramie dugout. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Nothing in one on the hitter. Great thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. It began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986. 4 decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet in Rushi, pleased to promote pride in our communities. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the Rushi batter, Zeb Borchers. Man on first, none out, top of the fifth, 1-0 Redskins. And the hitter attempted to bunt a high fastball and whiffed. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 on Borchers. Greasup, average speed. He's at first. Sneaks off a fourth step. Looking this way, Gabe Hart, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, in the stretch. Throws to first, runner's back. 1-0 ball game. Lone tally by Fort Loramie. And it came in the third thanks to a bases loaded base on balls. Here is Hart pitching plateward. Fouled at the home plate. good protection job done by Borchers. Wasn't sure if it was going to be a strike or not. And he got the tip into the bat on it. Still a ball, two strikes, one and two. Shortstop, Bornhorst for Fort Loramie, shading the second base bag. Center fielder into the left center field gap for Zeb Borchers. Pitch bounces to the plate. Here's a late steal attempt. Runner is in. That's going to be scored a wild pitch. It got away from Meyer, and now Rushi has a 2-2 count on the batter and a runner parked down at second. Zeb Borchers swings from the right side. 2-2 count. Top of the fifth inning. Hart peers in to Meyer to get the pitch call. Look back at second by Hart. There's a bouncing ball over the pitcher's head. Nice charge by Bornhorst in front of the second base bag. He gloves on the run and fires a strike to Ruhenkamp for the out. Behind Bornhorst was the runner for Rushi, who advanced from second to third. So Griesef's at third, one away for Rushi, top of the fifth. 1-0 for Fort Loramie. Ground out went 6-3. And now it's up to Benjamin York to get the ball in play, perhaps to the outfield, to score the Rushi runner at third on a sac fly. Infield medium depth. The pitch to York is a strike, as Hart threw a two-seamer on the inside corner at the knees. Infield now for Fort Loramie comes up 5-6 steps at first and third. If the ball does go to second or short, it looks like Fort Loramie will allow the run. That delivery is wide to York, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-0 lead, Fort Loramie, top of the fifth. Runner at third for Rushi. 1-1 count. Hart stretches, looks at third. York swings, and he spanks a drive to center. Center fielder for Fort Loramie retreats into the gap, catches. Here comes the throw toward the plate. It is wide, and Rushi's tied the score on a York sac fly. As he pounded that ball against the wind to center, pretty easy play in center field by Colton Rose for Fort Loramie. He moved off to his right with the wind at his back, hauled it in. But York put some distance into that shot, and the runner at third tagged and scored, and we're even, one apiece here in the top of the fifth. Two out for Rushi after the sac fly by Benjamin York, and here is Leo Counts. Well done by York of Rushi. Swing and a miss once, then twice, 0-2 on Counts. York, who had struck out in the third, comes through with a big sac fly here. Hart fires, foul to the screen by Counts. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Hart delivers. That ball is fisted foul to the backstop, and it's still nothing in two. Rushi has tied this game up, one apiece. And the old nemesis for the pitcher, the base on balls, did the damage once in favor of Fort Loramie, once in favor of Rushi. A man who walked has scored both runs in this game as Counts strikes out swinging. We have played five here at Fort Loramie, a 1-1 tie. We go to the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Oh, we've got a good game going here at Fort Loramie. A run, three hits, an error for the Redskins. A run, one hit. No miscues for Rushi. 1-1 tie. Bottom of the fifth inning, Fort Loramie coming to bat. I may have erred at the end of the previous half inning and said we were moving on to the sixth. Fort Loramie batting here in the bottom of the fifth yet. And the first delivery by Unverfirth is fouled to the backstop. No balls, one strike. Nothing in one here for Fort Loramie on Zach Dews. Dews swings, tapper, first baseline, charging York. Comes in on the grass, has it, then retreats to the bag, touches it for the out. And Dews is retired, one away for Fort Loramie. But Dews was retired at home plate back in the Fort Loramie third inning on a great throw to home by Borchers. It was Thomas Hoying, I believe, who walked after Dews' single, who was eventually walked in that frame. That's how Fort Loramie got its run, a bases-loaded walk. No balls, a strike, nothing in one here. On the leadoff batter, Thomas Hoying for the Fort Loramie Redskins, leadoff hitter in their order for the day. A foul ball here makes it nothing in two. 0-2 on Hoying. Here's the delivery by Unverfirth. Ooh, it's a smidgen up, and it's a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Hoying. Outfield deep for him. There's a big bender, curveball, froze him. It's a strike called. A beautiful pitch by Unverfirth. Maybe his best offering of this game. And it was a 1-2 delivery to Thomas Hoying, and it buckled the batter. Two out here for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth. Hoying now, a fly out to right, a walk, and that strikeout. Here's Sam Gubo, who's grounded to third and singled so far in this game. He's got one of Fort Loramie's three hits. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Gubo. Strike outside corner above the waist. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Home plate umpire has been sharp, comfortable strike zone. Pitch by Unverfirth. Curveball throws the hitter again. Strike two. Unverfirth in a groove. Unverfirth retired three in a row in the previous inning, and he's about to do it again here. 1-2 delivery. Foul to the backstop. There's a hard fastball upstairs. And Gubo lifted it to the screen. 1-2. Two out, Fort Loramie. Bottom of the fifth. 1-1 game. Unverfirth pitches, and Gubo hits a short blooper to right center field. Right fielder coming on for Rushi. Lunging, it is caught. Nice play, Zeb Borchers. As he lurched forward, left his feet, and picked it off. It was about set to drop in for a humpback line drive single, but it was snared, and the inning is over. Two straight, three up, three down innings for Unverfirth on the bump for Rushi. We head to the sixth, 1-1 deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, the Rushi Raiders are batting here in the top of the sixth. The ball, a strike on the hitter for Rushi. We're tied up at one. Top of the sixth frame. Batter for Rushi is, I believe it's Vince Borchers who's hitting. From the right side, he swings. It's a hard ground ball fielded by Hart on the mound, knee high. Throws to first for the out. One away for the Rushi Raiders here in the top of the sixth inning. One up, one down. Braylon Cordonier from the left side. Borchers, the previous hitter, tagged that ball. Had it been to the left or right of Hart by a step, it might have shot back up the middle into center field. One away for Rushi, top of the sixth. Borchers after the ground ball out, 1-3. Is now 0-2, a walk, a fly out to right. Cordonier has doubled and flown to left. And the wind is blowing out toward the left field corner. Fort Loramie gives Cordonier a lot of space down that left field line. He looks at a pitch high for ball one. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Cordonier. There's a breaking pitch, a little up, a little out, 2-0. Hart wants to be careful. Wind blowing in from right center, but I tell you what, Braylon is strong enough. He can muscle this ball out of here to right. Hart fires off the plate, a shade, and it's ball three. Hart pitching carefully to Cordonier. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0. Hart winding, firing. And he pours a fastball in over the inside half of the plate, and it's strike one, 3-1. Top of the sixth, 1-1 tie. Pitch by Hart, curveball around the outside corner, and it's called ball four. Close, not close enough. Cordonier on at first. Let's see if he might be running. One out for Rushi, top of the sixth. Zeb Schultze steps in from the right side. It'll be so important all year long for Rushi that the Raiders provide protection for Cordonier in the order. He hits second, and he needs some oomph in the lineup offensively behind him to ensure the opposition will pitch to Cordonier more often than not. He's aboard here. Schultze looks over a delivery from Hart, which is a strike, at the knees on the outside corner. Good pitch right there. One out, one on for Rushi. Top of the sixth, 1-1 game. Virtually a total blue sky here now at Fort Loramie. Wind still blowing toward the left field corner across the diamond from right center. Here is the stretch by Hart, the look at first. Cordonier steps back. No balls, a strike on Zeb Schultze. Cordon, your good speed. Big 6'4 frame. Takes an extra step. Lead another. Hart looks at first. Offering to Schulze. In at the chest. It's a ball of strike. 1-1. Oh, a key stretch in this game for sure. 1-1 tie. Brucey would love to get the go-ahead run down to second. Here is Hart. Ball on his right hip, looks at first. Fires to Schulze, bouncing plate, gets away from the catcher. Meyer couldn't smother it. It's a wild pitch. He really didn't have much of a chance as Hart hit the front edge of the plate with that delivery, and Cordonier scoots down to second. Wild pitch home. Cordonier, who walked, is at second. The count on Schulze is 2-1. One out for Rushi, top of the sixth. Go-ahead run is parked out at second base. Hart peers in, gets the sign on the 2-1 delivery. It's low over the plate, but downstairs, 3-1. Three balls a strike, 3-1 on Zeb Schulze of Rushi. Left fielder for Fort Loramie, hoeing pretty deep. A base hit of most any variety to left will probably score Cordonier. Here's the pitch to Schulze. Fastball outside and low, mighty close. Hart bends his knees on the mound after receiving the umpire's call. And two are aboard now for Rushi. Runners at first and second. One away in the top of the sixth inning. Base on balls to Schulze. And here is Cooper Unverfirth, junior pitcher, a chance to put the Raiders ahead. The Rushi pitchers hurled a fine game, allowed a run and three hits. An opportunity here for him to put his club up on top. And he fouls it out of play to the right. Unverfirth, the Rushi pitcher, trying to perhaps win his own game in this at-bat. No balls a strike, nothing in one. Wind blowing to the left field corner as hard as it has been all evening long. Shadows everywhere. The field here at Fort Loramie brightly lit with sun. Runners at first and second take their leads. Hart into the stretch. Looks home, then back to second. Delivers to the plate, foul to the screen. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. 0-2 and Unverfirth. Hart needs a strikeout. Unverfirth would love to put the ball in play. If it's on the ground, he'd like to hit it to the right side. That could eventually move the runners along to second and third. Here is the two-strike pitch by Hart to Unverfirth. It's a big curve, and it is bounced to the right side to Dews. Dews charges, only play at first. He's got the out there, and Rushi's got the go-ahead runner at third, 90 feet away from the plate. Two down on the Unverfirth ground ball to the right side. Play goes from 4-3. Cooper's grounded to second and short in this game and lined to third. He's hit the ball, put it in play all three trips. Second and third here for freshman Parker Lloyd for Rushi. Hart with first base open, but he wants to go after Lloyd, who cuts and misses for strike one. No balls a strike, nothing in one on Lloyd. We're in the top of the sixth inning, game tied at one. Rushi with runners at second and third and two away. Hart stretches. And then Lloyd backs out of the box. Lloyd has struck out and rolled out to second base in a couple of trips. Conference on the mound. And here comes Jeff Sanders, head coach Fort Loramie. Kevin Flippo down at third, head coach for Rushi. Brings in his two runners and hitter. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, a trio of Fort Loramie sponsors are with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year long on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning with us each and every Fort Loramie game on Scores broadcast. Thank you to all of those folks, 17, 18-year sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Conferences have concluded. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Parker Lloyd. Hart fires. It's a good breaking ball down. Lloyd chases, comes up empty. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Lloyd. Two out here for Rushi in the top of the sixth. Game tied at one. Crucial stage of this game. Cordonier at third. Runner at second. Pitch to Lloyd. Outside corner at the waist. He looked it over, took it. Strike three. It was a beautiful offering by Hart. Right on the money. Top of the sixth over for Rushi, which leaves two aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth, even at one, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
You will be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyer's. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too way back then, treating every customer with great service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the first Fort Loramie hitter in the bottom of the sixth inning. Unverfirth powers a high fastball right by the batter for Fort Loramie. Swing and a miss, and an out has been recorded. Here is Gabe Hart stepping in for the Redskins. Unverfirth's opposing pitcher. Unverfirth in a groove. The last two-plus innings, Hart swings, undercuts one, lofts it to short right center. Who's coming on? Borchers. He's on the ground, slides, and it's ruled a trap. It's not a catch. Fly ball single to right by Hart. Plate umpire did a nice job hustling out beyond the pitching mound. The base umpire was positioning himself for a possible advance by the batter runner to second, and Rushi is questioning the call. It was indeed extremely close in right center. Vince Borchers, the center fielder, along with his partner in right, can't believe the call. They thought it was a clean catch by Borchers, who went sliding along the ground. Zeb Borchers in right, Vince Borchers in center. Came within 5-6 feet of each other. Vince slid on the ground, appeared to have caught the ball or maybe have snared it just off the top of the grass. Might have been a nifty trap. That's how it's ruled by the plate umpire. Fly ball single by Hart of Fort Loramie. He's on it first. And here's a pitch to the plate. It gets away from the catcher. Here is a steal attempt It is Hart sliding under the tag at second. That's going to be ruled a pass ball or wild pitch. Runner at second. I don't think technically that's a theft of the second base bag. Hart, nonetheless, is down at second for Fort Loramie. And I tell you what, that ruling by the umpire on the base hit by Hart into short right center is looming big, because Fort Loramie has the go-ahead and potential winning run out at second as a result of that being called a hit and not a catch. The count, a ball and no strikes, 1-0 on the batter for Fort Loramie, Jace Ruhenkamp. Counts, the catcher behind the plate comes out to talk to Unverfirth. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi 1. Rushi's had just one hit in this game. That was an early on double to left center by Cordonier. A run, four hits, an error for Fort Loramie. A run, one hit, no errors for Rushi. Runner at second, pitch to the plate. Towering fly. It is to the right of the mound. First baseman York coming in. He's all over it. He's got it for Rushi, and there are two out. Two down, bottom of the sixth for Fort Loramie. Runner stays at second. Pop out by Ruhenkamp. And here is Lewis Hart into it. Pinch runner for Gabe Hart out at second. And I missed the announcement. Can't see the numerals on his back. There's a pitch down in the dirt for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 on Lewis Hart. Spencer Knopf on deck. Hart has struck out twice so far in this game for Fort Loramie. Feet spread wide apart. Unreferred throws. Eye level. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Lewis Hart. Two out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the sixth. Go ahead, run at second. Game tied at one. Big hole left side of the diamond. Pitch to the plate. Yep, it's a strike above the belt on the outside corner. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 on Hart. Third baseman Schultze in at third. Shortstop Cordonier shading the second base bag. Here's the pitch. Curveball floating in and over for Unverfirth. It's strike two. He's been razor sharp with that breaking ball the last three innings. And he might throw another one right here. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Lewis Hart of Fort Loramie. We're in the bottom of the sixth, all tied up. Here's a spin move by Hart and a throw back to second. Fairly close, safe is the right call. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the hitter for the Redskins, who have two down, one on. Bottom of frame number six, Unreferth stretching, pitching. High fastball, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Hart. Left fielder, Grishin Ferrucci, moderately deep. We've got a conference on the mound. Like to remind you all about our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. And Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. There's a curveball down in the strike zone, and the batter swings and misses. The ball gets away at the plate, and Hart is safe down at first. No throw made, and the runner on second for the Fort Loramie Redskins moves up to third. Well, it's a strikeout, but on the swing and the wild pitch, Hart is safe at first. Runner on second moves up to third. That was a great curveball by Unverfirth that just could not be blocked by counts at the plate. And the Redskins have runners on the corners, two down, bottom of the sixth. Conferences everywhere on the mound at the moment, and we'll return in a minute. 1-1 tie, bottom of the sixth. It's getting very crucial, exciting, entertaining game here at Fort Loramie. 1-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
And swinging here is Spencer Knopf for Fort Loramie. He drives a hard single back through the box into center field. A base hit, a clutch hit by Knopf. A big two-out run scoring wrap up through the middle of the diamond. And it scores a run from third. And Fort Loramie's taking the lead here 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Chase Bornor steps in from the right side. A big two-out hit. What a hit by Fort Loramie. My mistake. It was Jace Ruhenkamp who was hitting. It was Ruhenkamp 41 in the order. My error. Big base hit by Ruhenkamp. And it gives Fort Loramie a one-run cushion. Well, my mistake again. It was a pinch hitter. It certainly wasn't 41. It was 47. Knopf was due to hit. And that was a big pinch hit by Fort Loramie, which gets another base knock into left center field. A one-bounce single to Borchers in center, and Fort Loramie's got the bases loaded. That was Carson Arnold. It was Carson Arnold who pinch hit for Knopf, and he struck the single up through the middle to give Fort Loramie the lead. And then another base hit by the Redskins. They're loaded with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Carson Arnold hitting about 280 on the year, a big clutch pinch hit for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the sixth inning. And a conference ensues on the mound again. Fort Loramie's broken the deadlock. It's 2-1 Redskins, bottom of the sixth, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
So everybody going crazy here at Fort Loramie as the hitter Zach Dews has just laid down a beautiful bunt with the bases loaded. It's up the third baseline, and it's thrown away on one bounce at first down the right field line into the corner, and the Redskins score all three runners. Everybody advances home. And Fort Loramie's taking the lead 4-1. My mistake, two runners were aboard. Two have advanced home, and it's 4-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. That was a great bunt single up the third baseline by Dews. And it followed a hit by Chase Bornhorst and a big clutch single by pinch hitter Carson Arnold. That hit lifted Fort Loramie to a 2-1 edge. The Redskins with a big rally here in the sixth inning, scoring three. Four runs, six hits, an error now for Fort Loramie. A run, a hit, and two errors for Rushi. As the Raiders have come up with a couple of boo-boos here in this inning, as Unverfer throws to the plate, and it's a ball upstairs, a ball and no strikes on the leadoff hitter, Thomas Hoing. Runner out at second. That's an add-on insurance run for Fort Loramie, which has taken the lead 4-1. Unverfer pitches high, and it's ball two. Unverfer has pitched a strong game. He's gone the distance. He's into the sixth here for Rushi. But Fort Loramie with some big-time critical at-bats in the sixth inning. Pinch hit single by Carson Arnold. Then a hit by Bornhorst. And a great bunt by Zach Dews up the third baseline. It caught everybody by surprise. And the hustled throw to first base was down. And Rushi couldn't keep it on the diamond. It went well beyond the first base bag, down the line in foul territory. Fort Loramie played it two more. And the Redskins have boosted the lead to 4-1 with a three-run uprising here in the sixth. Hoing lifts a short pop on the infield to second base. Back edge of the diamond with a foot on the grass is the second baseman for Rushi. It is caught by Caleb Unverfirth. And the bottom of the sixth is finally over. But Fort Loramie plates three. We head to the seventh. Redskins in the lead over the Raiders. 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car. Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins have sprinted to a 4-1 lead. I think there's some discussion up here in the press box as to whether or not Fort Loramie scored four or five in that inning. In fact, I remarked that three runs scored on the bunt up the third base line, then the ensuing overthrow at first. I thought three scored in that play. The scoreboard registered just two. I was indeed correct. It's a 5-1 lead. The scoreboard has now changed back to 4-1. The count of ball, a strike, there it goes, 5-1. And then that's correct because the bases were full on the bunt but Dews up the third baseline. And the ball was thrown away in the dirt at first, and all three runners came home. Dews wound up at second. The count here is 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Greasep in the top of the seventh inning for Rushi. 5-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Discussion ensues up here in the press box. We've got multiple official scores, so to speak. Ground ball to the shortstop. Bornhorst charges, fields on one big handsome hop and fires on to first for the out. One away for Rushi in the top of the seventh. Raiders have had just one hit. Gabe Hart's pitch to Jem. A first inning double by Cordonier. Since then, not a base hit by Rushi, not a single one. First hitter out, 6-3. One up, one down for Rushi here in the seventh inning. And here's a ground ball, a number up the third baseline. And it's Hart going to the grass to field. And whirls a throw to first base, but it's going to be far too late. Ruhnkamp with the long stretch, not in time. And Rushi has had a man reach with one out in the top of the seventh inning. That goes down as the second hit of this game for the Rushi Raiders. Borchers, an infield hit. One down. Here's York. Swings first pitch. And there's a skyscraper of a fly ball to left center. It's going to be an easy play for the center fielder for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Colton Rose glides to his right, hauls it in with his glove up above the bill of his cap, and there are two away for Rushi here in the top of the seventh. Two down for the Raiders. A ground ball to short. Then an infield hit up the third baseline. And then a fly ball out to center. And Rushi's down to his last out, trailing 5-1. Five runs, six hits, an error for Fort Loramie. A run, two hits, and two errors for Rushi. Hitting now for the Raiders is Counts. Counts, the catcher, is looking at a pitch upstairs for a ball. I believe that is Leo. He's the ninth man in the order. Don't believe he was pinch hit four. Didn't hear the public address announcement. There's a foul out of play to the right, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Counts. Runner at first for Rushi, two down, top of the seventh. Fort Loramie now with a commanding four-run lead, 5-1. Swinging a fly ball, right side, foul ground, beyond first. It is Ruhnkamp near the fence, down below us to the right. He's got it for the out, and the game is over. Fort Loramie finishes it off, a two-hitter by Hart, and the Redskins beat the Raiders 5-1. Five runs, six hits, an error for Fort Loramie, a run, two hits, two errors for Rushi. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, it was a wild sixth inning which propelled Fort Loramie to a 5-1 win over Rushi here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Four runs in the sixth for the Fort Loramie Redskins to break a 1-1 tie, and Fort Loramie wins it 5-1. A crucial play in this game was a one-out short fly ball in the bottom of the sixth inning by Fort Loramie's Gabe Hart to right. Borchers came on. Vince Borchers went to the ground for Rushi, came close to catching it. He might have caught it. It was ruled, though, to be a trap. It was mighty close. Rushi in the outfield couldn't believe it. The Raiders questioned it. That came with one out, none on. That put a runner aboard. If it's ruled a catch, there are two out, and the inning might have ended a couple, three batters later, but it didn't. Carson Arnold came up to pinch hit, and he had the tie-breaking single to center for Fort Loramie to put the Redskins ahead 2-1. And then the backbreaker in this game, a terrific bases-loaded bunt by Zach Dews of Fort Loramie up the third baseline. It caught Rushi by surprise. It was thrown away low at first down the right field line, and all three runners at first, second, and third scored. It upped the lead from 2-1 to 5-1, and Fort Loramie wins it by a 5-1 count. The game was much, much closer than the final score would indicate. Unverfirth for Rushi, the junior, pitched extremely well. A fine game tossed by Cooper Unverfirth of Rushi. He went the distance, gave up six hits in the game, and I think maybe four of the runs were unearned. By my calculation, I think four were unearned. I believe that is indeed correct. Four unearned runs by Fort Loramie. They were the margin of difference. But Unverfirth, Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi is our Clancy star of the game for the Raiders. And for Fort Loramie, I just mentioned the two. Carson Arnold, the pinch single to break the tie, and the great bunt by Zach Dews. He had an earlier hit in this game. He had a bunt single and another hit that came back in the third inning, a run-scoring inning for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Two hits for Dews, including the bunt single, which technically led to three runs. And the single by Carson Arnold in that sixth inning, which broke the 1-1 tie. Arnold and Dews are stars of this game for Fort Loramie. And Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi. This segment brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, and for grocery store shopping these days, your community go-to store, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We put on the shelves what you want. We've added a lot of new. Your old favorites are still there as well. But how about Winter's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses? You've told us what you want. We've delivered at Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store on South Main in Fort Loramie. Plus, we've got fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. Hot daily lunches, too. You'll like the new station that serves up piping hot coffee and a greater variety of soft drinks. In addition, stop by today, see all the new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. And how about the Redskins in comeback fashion? They defeat the Rushi Raiders 5-1 here today, 5-1 victory for Fort Loramie over Rushi, 4-1, a four-run victory by the Redskins thanks to a big four-run bottom of the sixth inning. And Fort Loramie tops the Raiders by a count of 5-1. A proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Don't forget Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline. It's a four-generation business, started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Carson Arnold and Zach Dews with the big clutch hits in the bottom of the sixth to pace Fort Loramie and propel the Redskins to a 5-1 victory over Rushi here today. Redskins, by virtue of the triumph, advance on now to a mark of 6-3 on the year. Rushi's record even up at 5-5. Redskins are 5-5 on the campaign. We're going to take one more short break, then return. We'll be back in less than a minute here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order
order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Rushi Raiders are at Fairlawn on Thursday. Houston is here against Fort Loramie on Thursday. Once again, by way of overall records, the Fort Loramie Redskins are now 6-3. They were 5-3 coming into the game. Rushi was 5-4 headed into this contest. The Raiders are now 5-5. The loss is the first for Rushi in the SCAL. Anna sits atop the league standings without a setback. Without a defeat is Anna in first place in the SCAL, and Fort Loramie and Rushi follow, each with one defeat. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. A game coming up for you on Thursday, Parkway at Minster, or on Friday, Anna at Versailles. Not sure which one we will cover. May depend in part on the weather. We will keep you apprised. Do check out the website, scoresbroadcast.com, for an updated broadcast schedule. Thanks so much to Derek Olding alongside, and our great online listeners. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from a sunny Fort Loramie High School, where the Redskins have scored four in the sixth to beat Rushi 5-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.